Well, Philip Semper PS, if he's urgent care today's date is 02/27/2023. Dictation is for Miss Blanca Portillo. Portillo spells P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O. Blanca spells B-L-A-N-C-A. Date of birth is 04/29/1967. This is a 55-year-old female here with painful urination period. Next paragraph, patient stated this started approximately 9 days ago. She's been taking over-the-counter medication with no improvement. Describe pain as sharp, pressure-like, worse during urination is better after urination period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies chills. Next line, denies increased temperature period. Next line, says she's eating and drinking okay. Next line, she reports frequency. Next line. She denies flank pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97%, urinary blood pressure 112/73, pulse 99, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Question. Abdomen is soft, tenderness in the suprapubic region. No rebound, no guarding period. No rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, cardiac rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is UTI. Number two is dysuria. Number three is hematuria. Number four is proteinuria. Period. Next paragraph. Urinalysis was done today. Urinalysis was done in the clinic today. It reveals positive ketones, positive blood, positive protein, positive nitrite, positive leukocyte esterase. And this appears to be a severe case of UTI, as patient is significantly tender in the suprapubic region. She was advised to go to the emergency room so she can receive more intensive care. She says no. She would prefer to have a shot and some pills, and if it doesn't work, then she would go to the ER. She says she has had this before, and shot and pills work well for her, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given an injection of Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15-20 minutes. Then reevaluated. She reports no reaction to the medication and stated that she is already beginning to feel a little better, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Number one, Macrobid. 100 milligrams, she would take 1 POBID for 7 days. Number 14, next medication, pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 4 days. Number 12, she was advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.